The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to it. San Diego, California. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. We are here until 6 o'clock. Scraby stays until 7 with the Scraby Chronicles. And we got Daily Gambit coming up. Tony Gwynn trying to extend it after going 0-7 over the weekend. Was he able to continue the pattern last night? We'll find out shortly. On Sunday, Dolphins at Bills, Dolphins down 7. Final minute of the game, they score a touchdown. Mike McDaniel opts to kick the extra point with the idea of sending the game to overtime. It obviously never got there. Guy for Buffalo, Bass at a 61-yard field goal. Last night, Tampa Bay scores down 7. With, again, less than, I think, a minute to play, maybe even 35 seconds, Todd Bowles decides to take the game into overtime, kick the extra point. Kansas City wins the toss. Todd Bowles never gets the ball back. So both the Buccaneers and Dolphins had chances to go for the lead. Neither took the chance, and then neither ever saw the ball again. And I'm, you know, Todd Bowles was, you know, criticized for it last night. I think it's easy to criticize after the game's over, first of all. But his rationale was we wanted it to go to overtime, wet conditions on the field. I don't really understand this, but he said with wet conditions, we felt it had to go into overtime instead of going for two. I think it's time that if you're an underdog like Miami was Sunday, clearly, and Josh Allen's on the other side, and like Tampa Bay was last night, clearly, with Mahomes on the other side, you got to take your shot for two there. I mean, if you don't make it, guess what? You lost the game anyway. I think it's something that coaches are going to have to start thinking about late in the game. Now, if you get the better team and the better quarterback, maybe overtime's okay. But I think, you know, you got to take your shot there if you're underdog like that. Anybody? No?
Yeah, no, I see that. I think, you know, anytime you got Patrick Mahomes on those sides,
exactly.
you just can't give him a chance, right? In the same way that you wouldn't give the ball to Tom Brady, you don't give the ball to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he's at that point.
Or if you give it to him, you at least say, okay, we now have the lead, a little more pressure on him.
What was the other game you said? It was Buffalo.
Again. And the Dolphins haven't stopped Josh Allen since the Hoover administration. So,
yeah, no,
I mean, go for the lead there.
I think to your point, if you're dealing with one of those type of dudes on the other side.
Yes, that factors into my decision for sure.
Take your shot.
Take your shot. If you don't make it, guess what? You lost anyway.
Both of them lost. I bet you it'll be easier explaining coming out of that loss Well, I mean,
hey,
we
I
went for
my
it.
Shot.
I didn't,
we didn't
I
make
didn't
it.
Want to give the guy the ball. Back.
I think that's a better explanation.
I think you
I
get a little bit more pass if you go that route versus whatever the reason.
And then again, I don't like any NFL coach that coaches just trying to get a pass from the media based on their decision. How about making a decision that you can stick up for, win or lose? You
yeah.
know? I mean, what the best coaches do.
Wouldn't the Chiefs would go for two?
That they wouldn't have to, though, in my way of thinking.
Well,
they
because
might,
they have the best
because
quarterback
they have
in the
guy,
league.
Right. If it goes to overtime, they're going to probably win anyway.
Right. They don't really care how it goes.
But the Bucs, to me, they had their shot for the lead right there. You know, I think you got to try it. But anyway, it's spilt milk for both the Florida teams there.
At 3:20, can I vent about Patrick Mahomes?
What? Wait, you said that you were on his side after watching the quarterback special. Now we're back to hating on him again, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Okay. This is true, I don't get how you can hate.
Well, I understand it. If you can't, here's why I understand it. If you can't reach greatness, you might as well hate greatness.
Who said that? Michael Jordan?
He just made that up.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
That sounds like an old-timey quote.
If you can't reach greatness, you hate greatness.
There you go. That fits you to a T.
It's only funny because it's true.
He had to accept that one. He had no comeback.
Well, I mean, I've never been in the running for being the GOAT quarterback, so...
Let's hit the Daily Gambit, guys.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I would like to give Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers a little bit of credit, though, for sticking with the Chiefs on the road in the rain, sure. Having to score a touchdown to tie it up with less than a minute to go.
But I give the same credit to Miami and Tua on the road and the same thing, but I still have an empty feeling at the end of the game. You know? Yeah, I got that L.
Tony's giving me the L.
Still got L's on them. Valiant fight, though.
Yeah. Fight doesn't get you. You know, Mahomes gets W's, which you don't seem to like. So we'll explain yourself in a little while.
KC -9 over Tampa Bay last night. Chris was the only one who went Tampa. Tony and I went Chiefs. Chiefs won the game 30-24, but they did not cover the spread. So Chris wins that one. Who had more passing yards, Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield?
Homeboy.
Plus 15 for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, still got it.
Chris and I chose Baker Mayfield. Tony said Mahomes. He had 291.
Tony's first victory since Thursday.
Yes!
Now, I think Cade Otton is the next... good fantasy tight end.
He's good right now.
Right now, yes.
Is that Cade Upton?
Cade Otton.
Oh, Cade Otton.
Cade. No, I did not say Kate Upton.
I thought that was what you said. Sorry.
Well, I heard she is pretty good at tight end, so, you know, whatever.
Keep going. When you stupid statements like that, just keep going.
Who had more receiving yards, Travis Kelce or Cade Otton? Kelce, you guys chose. I chose Otton. Kelce had 100 yards, so he wins. Gonzaga.
Kelce had 14 catches as well.
I didn't realize it was 14.
He's heating up.
Yes, he is. And Cade Otton is really their only threat right now.
It
is. Wide receivers.
Chris Godwin's out for the year. Mike Evans out for a little bit longer. Gonzaga against Baylor. Zags were -6 on the spread.
Oh, my gosh.
I chose Baylor. It was close.
Yeah, it was close.
101. To 63.
Please tell me you guys saw the highlights from this game.
I didn't get to see them.
So Coach Pugh, who is the head coach of Gonzaga.
Yeah, Pugh. Yeah, Mark Pugh.
He put his son in the game. And Baylor got out on a fast break.
Uh-oh.
And they kicked it to the left side, and my man went in with one of the high flying acts, and poor Few, the little Few,
Posterized?
Oh, posterized is not even...
Pulverized?
Pulverized is more... And so after the game, he's got the three, I assume, seniors and him are up there. And somebody in the press room asked a question about his son getting in, getting dunked on. And all three players at the same time went like this. I mean, it was pretty bad.
It is amazing because I bet his son's a really good basketball player, but the level that these guys play at is another level.
I think Coach Few said something going like, "Yeah, he got a chance to see how the athleticism
works." Yeah, right. But that's—I hate to tell you—Gonzaga's on Gonzaga's on the Aztec schedule, and they just beat the number 8 team in the nation by 38 points.
Yeah, it wasn't a close game.
That's that makes a statement.
I gotta look this up now because people in the chat are saying it's crazy.
It was that. It was so nasty.
Put it up there, Scrib. I want to see it.
What was what was the big man for the Clippers back? That he was a part of Lob City. Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan.
Remember DeAndre Jordan caught that lob on that one kid and like had him like completely horizontal in the air.
Yes.
It was along those lines.
Yeah, well, those guys are they can get up there.
Let's keep going, and then we'll come back to the dunk once I'm ready
to
show it. The other bets that we had for last night would be the Utah Jazz at the Bulls. Bulls were minus 8 on the spread.
Yeah.
Chris and I chose the Jazz. Tony chose the Bulls. Jazz won the game, 135-126.
Note to self and everybody else. Don't ever take the Bulls and give 8 points.
It's a good
Big
point.
Mistake.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Final one. Cavs and the Bucks. The Chris and Tony chose the Bucks. I chose the Cavs. Cavs were minus 7, but they did win 116-114. The Bucks covered, though, so you guys win that one. I had a really bad day.
Cavs are 8-0. Keep it rolling, so I think OKC's also undefeated. Two good teams off to good starts. Yes, the final totals last night, Chris 5-1, Tony 4-2, so you rebounded, and Scrabe 1-5.
All right, Chris, do you want to see this dunk? If you're on YouTube, you can watch it. If you're in your car, then you can go watch it later. Please do.
All right, there go. This guy looks pretty athletic who's heading up the floor right now, I must say.
All right, let me get back to this. And
going to go slow motion. Oh, no.
What happened?
I don't know. Disappeared on you. we just missed the actual dunk.
Here it is.
Here it is. Here's another angle.
Oh no!
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That's trouble.
The guy's belt was at over top of the kid's head, and then he tried to get up and he stumbled back. I mean, it was just a disaster in every way for him.
If you jump and the belt gets above your head,
watch him get up and he stumbles back out of bounds. He almost fell out of bounds.
If the belt gets above your head, you can only imagine the rest.
Man.
I gotta say, good refereeing too, though. No call. You know, I mean, you could have wiped something out there. It would have been a terrible call. This was just a guy so much better than the other guy.
Wrong place, wrong
time. You just got to let that go.
That is brutal.
Good no call.
That is brutal.
All right, tonight there's not a lot tonight. The NBA takes the election day off. There's no NBA games at all.
I did know that.
They can't stop the action. Can't stop the action. We got
down.
Two Maction games. I don't know anything about Bowling Green.
Death, taxes, and Maction.
That's right. Bowling Green, 14 favored at Central Michigan. Bowling Green's 3-1. Central Michigan's 1-3. Two touchdown favorite. Central Michigan nipped the Aztecs earlier this year, so I'll take Central Michigan. Tony, who do you like here?
Give me the Chippewas.
Chippewas.
You did say Central Michigan.
Central
right?
Michigan, okay, yeah, close. Very good. Scraby, you could take Bowling Green's nickname if you knew it.
I know this, too, because my friend went there.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta. Adam Klug would like them.
Oh, the Hawks?
No.
Another Falcons?
One. Yep, there you go.
I didn't realize that, but my friend did go there. I'm going to go Bowling Green for my friend Tim.
For your friend Tim. Okay. Yeah. One more Maction game tonight. Miami of Ohio, -11.5 at Ball State. Ball State is at home, but they're getting 11.5. Again, Miami is 3-1 in the standings. Ball State's 2-2. Tony?
Wait, Miami is this?
This is Miami of Ohio, not the...
This is football?
Yeah.
They're 3-1?
3-1 in their conference. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, where did all
right.
the other
four
games
and
go?
4-4 overall. Tony, who do you like? The Red Hawks or the Ball State Cardinals?
Give me the Red Hawks.
Almost missed that one. Miami, Ohio, minus 11.5. Scrape?
I have to go with Miami of Ohio.
Miami, Ohio.
Most famous person to ever come out of there?
Ben Roethlisberger, maybe?
Oh, good point.
Wally Szczerbiak?
Somebody bigger?
Oh, another one. Sean McVay. Chris rolled his eyes. Did he went there, right?
I don't know. I know David Letterman went to Ball State. And Brady Hoke coached there, so I'll take Ball State. College basketball tonight. I know who I'm taking here.
Chris put Ball State, just so you know.
Yeah, I did take Ball State.
No, I did not.
All right, college hoops tonight. BYU opens at home as a 33.5-point favorite over the Scottie Pippen-less Central Arkansas.
Scottie Pippen-less.
Yeah, they'd be much better if he was playing there.
They've been
still.
Scottie Pippen-less for a while.
They don't have, yeah, right. Central Arkansas had Scottie. They might have a shot, but BYU by 33.5. Tony, I mean, Scraby's up.
BYU, hold on. BYU for 33.5, huh?
That's right.
That's what he said.
We also have news on former Padre coach Skip Schumacher.
All right, give it to us in a moment.
I will. I'm going to go with... I can't... I'll go with BYU. Why not?
You got him. You know I can't.
No.
Tony, I got Central Arkansas.
You already know what it is,
Central
man.
Arkansas. And this one's for you, Scrape.
Oh.
University of San Francisco. The Dons open
Dons.
Tonight.
Nice.
22-point favorite over Cal Poly. I assume that's
slow.
San Luis Obispo.
Cal Poly slow.
Slow. I'll take Scraby's Dons here. USF.
I've been to Cal Poly too many times.
Me too.
Oh, it's you, Tony. Sorry.
Yeah, Tony's up.
Give me the Mustangs.
All right. Cal Poly it is. Scrape, you're going your guys.
I have to
right?
go with my Dons. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Winnipeg is 11-1 in the NHL.
Yeah, I think I bet on the last time they
you're
betting
on the only loss, I know. They're at the Utah Hockey Club tonight. Utah's 5-4-3. Winnipeg's favored by 1.5 goals, and it is Tony's turn. Gonna jinx the Jets.
They got the young kid fighting for his pops. I'm going to take the Utah
UHC
Hockey Club.
You get a goal and a half.
Yeah, baby.
Scrape.
I can't choose the Hockey Club, so I'm going
to
go with the Jets. J-E-T-S.
I'm going to take the Hockey Club. And I think that's good. Like I said, it's kind of a light night in the sports world. Election day.
Yes, it is.
NBA is idle today. Maybe the other leagues ought to think about, you know, I don't know.
How many of them are actually in play? I mean, just NBA is really hockey. Maybe is the only other one. Baseball's not playing right now.
Maybe Maxion.
Football doesn't play on Tuesdays.
Maybe Maxion should take the night off.
Maxion takes time off for Nova.
Or should I get the Maxion...
Nobody stops the Maxion.
Should I get the Maxion commissioner on just so we can talk to him
so
about
we can
it?
Berate him for having games tonight?
Yes. M. McKee from our chat is a slow alum.
All right. So, there we go.
Go Mustangs.
Glad we got
Did John
you.
John Madden
guys.
There too?
He either went there or coached there.
Okay.
Don't recall.
But his name is connected.
I believe it's connected. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Quick timeout. When we come back, Scraby is going to rip one of the greatest football players of all time. How he's going to do so, we're all going to have to find out after traffic.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:24 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Scraby wants to rip someone. I'm not sure who it is, so
I'll give you a clue. This player is a six-time Pro Bowler, three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time MVP, three-time Super Bowl MVP.
All in like 7 years, right?
Shall I go on?
I'm not questioning his accomplishments.
I think we're talking Pat Mahomes, boy.
Patrick to you.
Mahomes.
Let's talk about Skip Schumacher real quick before I forget.
Skip. Where's Skip going?
The Texas Rangers have hired former Marlins manager Skip Schumacher as a senior advisor to president of baseball operations Chris Young. So he will be in a front office role for this coming
Padre
season.
Padre connections there.
Oh, yeah. Him and Chris are perfect for each other. They're both high-intensity guys. That'll be good. Skip couldn't get out of Florida fast enough. I mean,
no.
The job he did 2 years ago to get that team into the postseason.
Then they fired his GM away from him. After she got them there with his, the two of them working together.
And he basically went in and said, "Hey, I don't want to. Let's find a way for both of us to part ways where this doesn't look crazy."
I mean, imagine having a major league, manager job. There's only, 30 of them? And it's such bad conditions that you want out of that opportunity.
Right. It's not ideal.
Yeah,
not ideal. So
all.
good for Skip. Ends up in a good place.
All right,
Scraby, what is your bone to pick with a guy that you just previously said, I've come around on him after watching this quarterback Netflix thing, man. I like this guy.
There's a bunch of crazy nicknames here for him that I'd never heard before.
Are you on his Bleacher Report page? Or
no.
As a football reference?
Yeah, my homeboy, Fatrick.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Like that one.
That's hilarious, though.
Yeah, I didn't make that one up.
Fatrick.
Is that it?
There's Grim Reaper, Magic Man. The other ones are pretty complimentary.
I don't know how you get the ability to put
nicknames. Fatrick is complimentary.
Huh? That's hilarious. That seems like something that Travis Kelce's called him for a long time.
Yeah.
That's cold.
I realize that am hating on a guy who's very good at his job, who's the best player in his sport.
Real quick. Give it to me again.
Fatrick.
No, not Fatrick. Your statement about Scraby and greatness.
Now, if you can't be greatness, you have to hate greatness.
Well,
go ahead, Scraby.
The only problem I had with him last night was that he tweaks his ankle, goes to the ground like he lost his leg, has to be carried off the field into the blue medical tent, and then 5 minutes later he's sprinting down the sideline. I mean, come on, dude. I think he loves the spotlight. And he probably did tweak his ankle. I'm not saying he faked an injury.
It's probable that he
did. I'm not saying he faked an injury. I don't think he would ever do that.
But you don't think he needed to be carried off?
You think
and all the drama that went with it.
You think he's Paul Piercing it?
I think that he definitely thought... Let me say this.
I wonder where that thought was going to go. He thought in his mind, I think I should fake this.
I never said fake.
I think I should embellish this.
I should look like I'm as hurt as possible.
Yes. So he goes
that
to
went
the tent.
His mind, you think?
And everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, our season's over. Patrick Mahomes could." I mean, you guys saw it, didn't you? Think it was a serious injury with the way he was being carried off? Chris, do not give me the no.
Well, he wasn't being carried off. He was on the shoulders like the
and
guys
and he couldn't
limp
put
off.
Any weight on that foot.
That happens all the time.
Okay,
in
here's
the NFL.
What bothers
and,
me.
You know, go ahead and then say what it bothers you, and then both Tony and I have an explanation.
We get the rebuttal. Yeah. So
what bothers me is that the guy acts like he lost his leg on the field.
Yeah.
And then comes back 5 minutes later and is running all over the field, doing passes like off of his back foot. Like everything that he just put everyone through the 5 minutes previous, it's like it never happened. Like, did he get a new leg when he went in there? Because I think that
he
kind of
did.
He might have did.
Oh, he kind of did. And Tony will tell you what he got.
We don't know this, though.
It's pretty common sense. You come off, you could barely put weight on it, and then you come back, and you're running around like nothing happened. That's not generally because you're faking it. It's because they gave you something.
I understand. But I still.
But he's not the only one that gets something. We just don't focus on Patrick Mahomes or the other guys like Patrick Mahomes. But guys are lying on the field all the time.
Yeah, and then they drag them off.
They
give them something, and then they're back in the game. You just don't notice it. There's no trumpets signaling their return.
Because you're also not hating them as much as you're hating on Patrick
I have been
Mahomes.
Told by former NFL players, this was a couple years ago, but they did tell me that people weren't going towards the Toradol route anymore because Toradol masks the pain and makes you...
That clearly has washed away.
And makes your injury worse by playing on a bad injury.
Let me ask you one thing about Patrick Mahomes, and you have a right, I think, a certain right to kind of think last night was a little much to do about nothing. But he, I thought, earned everybody's respect forevermore playing on the injury that he had a couple of years ago in the playoffs.
Yes.
I mean, come on. That was a serious injury that he couldn't walk.
Yeah. It was an ankle, yeah.
And he won the championship game on that. And then 2 weeks later, won the Super Bowl. I think that forevermore, you cannot ever question his toughness or anything
about
this
guy. I didn't question his toughness.
He just embellished it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the dramatic display of, oh!
Let me ask you a
question.
After
they score a touchdown and everybody's like, oh, we can't celebrate the touchdown. We got to go check on Patrick.
Let me ask you a question. I want you to answer it honestly. If Patrick Mahomes had come back in and then Kansas City was losing that game and he doesn't throw for a touchdown, are you coming on here with the same energy? Or is it because all of that happened and he ended up triumphing at the end?
I would show you the text messages that I were sending in the moment, which were like, this is ridiculous. You know who got me onto this whole thing and enraged me?
Who?
Was our former producer, Thomas Andrews. He texted myself and Will.
Thomas is a little bit of a hater, too, because Patrick is chasing his god.
Yeah, Patrick. Odd Thomas used to root for another guy who faked injuries every time he got breathed upon back there.
Is that Tom Brady?
Yes.
I know that Patrick Mahomes is great. I'm not doubting that.
You just don't want him to be successful because he's having a lot of success.
I just don't need all of the dramatics that he puts out there. It's like
you hate on his wife. Now you're hating on him again. You went from not hating to being a fan to now hating again. You hate his wife.
I'll say one thing for Patrick Mahomes. However it is, he gets back up and returns to the game.
Yes, he does.
That's the bottom line.
He sold his soul to Satan.
He posts.
Maybe so.
Remember, I've been saying this all year. Nothing goes wrong for that team, ever.
He not only posts, he posts a W.
Yeah.
You know, under the any conditions.
Stop eating the W, Tony. Do you guys agree, though, that it seems like nothing goes wrong for this team?
Right now. Did it feel like that during the Patriots run? Like nothing ever when they went bad for him? You might have been in denial, like all of us were, but nothing really ever went bad for
all
them
of the
either.
Things that they say about the Chiefs are the same things they said about the Patriots, are the same things they said about the Cowboys before that, and the Steelers before that, and the Niners before that. And all the way back to the undefeated Dolphins and even the Packers of Super Bowl 1 and 2. That's how you win. Everything goes your way. And when it doesn't, you make it go your way.
The chat's telling me to stop crying.
I think you.
You know what, chat? I knew that was going to happen.
The chat is usually on point. You should take the advice.
I absolutely 100% knew that was going to be a response, but I just can't say. Oh, my leg! Hey, everybody, cheer for me! I'm on the sideline. Patrick Mahomes is the guy like Chris when he walks into the press box. I'm here.
You've got to stop saying that because the more you say it, people, the more they're going to believe that actually happens. Please.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, more Gwen and Chris. What we got coming up?
We should have the Fantabulous.
I was hoping he would forget.
See, this is how Scraby plays his game. He doesn't even put it in on the rundown.
Nice. He left it blank
so that we could pretend like it wasn't going to happen. We're doing it anyway. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show next.
Now welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:38 is the time. Pacello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. My left earbud found its way into my shirt pocket. Now it's back where it belongs.
In your ear.
Correct.
Boom.
All right, we're going to get into it here shortly. We've got a Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show coming up. Tony has won, I believe, the last three of these. This is a category, Scraby, that is right up your alley.
Oh.
You have no excuses.
Zero.
Zero excuses unless you just...
I think that's a choke right there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll see what happens. I'll give you the category.
What are the names of people in your family?
Yeah, right. God, my dad, I can't think of his name. Ah! Let's check traffic first.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm going to go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. If you're not familiar with this game, it's a contest between Tony and Scraby. I'll give them a category. Today there are going to be 21 correct answers for the gentleman to try and come up with. And they'll go back and forth naming correct answers. If they repeat one, which I still don't think has ever happened.
No, I've done it.
Oh, you did that one time.
Done it, yeah.
I think you did. And or if they get one wrong, they get a strike. First person to get 11 correct will be the winner today. And you get to play along out there. See how well you do on this category. I mean, this category, Scrib, come on. It's made for you.
You say that.
21 correct answers. What I'm looking for, very simply, is the top seven quarterbacks, top seven running backs, top seven wide receivers right now, halfway through the season, in fantasy football point scoring.
Ooh.
There you go. We're 9 weeks in, 9 weeks to go. So I thought we'd check in on this category. Fantasy football points. Now, keep in mind, some guys have played an extra game, right? Some teams have played 9, some have played 8. That may factor into your guessing here. But it is not average points per game. It is total points scored. You're looking for the top 7 quarterbacks, top 7 running backs, top 7 wide receivers, 21 correct answers in all. Scrape,
yes.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, start us off.
Saquon's Barkley.
Saquon's Barkley is the number 3 ranked running back. Gave yourself a bell. Pretty quick there.
Number 3? Wow.
He's number 3 at running back. We didn't talk about his play the
reverse.
The reverse.
Leap over.
That was
crazy.
Did you
work.
See his.
Pretty impressive, I must say.
The camera of the team
of
watching
the sideline.
It.
That was awesome.
All of the players and like coaches just turned around in awe of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was quite a move. All right, Scraby's got Barkley to start us. Tony?
How about King Henry?
Ah.
Derek's number 1 at the running back position.
Yeah, I figured.
He's over 200 points already, 204.
Scraby, who'd you say first?
He said Saquon's Barkley.
Saquon's.
Yeah. So it's 1-1, 19 correct answers remaining. 7 quarterbacks are left. 5 running backs are left, and 7 wide receivers. Scraby, who do you like here?
He's on one of my teams, Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson is also on Tony's team, I think, in our league.
Yes.
Garrett is number 3 at the wide receiver position. That is correct. Very good. Scraby leads 2-1. Tony.
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson. I was surprised, but he's number 4 at the running back position. That is correct.
Wow, that is surprising.
You're looking at top 7 in each of the categories. Or each of the positions. 7 quarterbacks left. 4 running backs are left. 6 wide receivers are left. Tied at 2. Scraby.
This just came to me.
Don't hurt yourself this early in the game.
Just came to you. I don't know.
He just crushed me in fantasy. J.K. Dobbins?
J.K. Dobbins. Really?
Yeah, he's done a lot this year.
Yeah, I thought you'd have a little better guess than that.
Really? He's not on the list.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
He's 11th.
Oh, no.
At running back. Scrimmage on.
Oh,
got his first strike. J.K. Dobbins.
Oh.
Having a nice season, but just not in the top seven at the running back position.
Wow.
All right. Quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. Tony, chance to take your first lead here.
How about Alvin Kamara?
I just wrote it down!
That's right. He's in second among running backs. So the top four, you named it running backs. And those four, Derrick Henry, Kamara, Barkley, Bijan Robinson. Those are your top four. You've also named one wide receiver so far. Scraby, still a pretty wide open board, but you do have a strike.
You got a strike,
in the early
Scrape.
Going.
Got a strike, buddy.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
What about the gunslinger, Baker Mayfield?
Baker's second.
I was going to say, he's thrown a lot of touchdowns.
Number two. And Lori, my wife, has him on her team. Does not ever use him. She's got another guy who's pretty good, but I'm just saying, it's interesting.
Oh, you can't say.
I'm not going to say. But, yeah, Baker's number two, and I don't think she's used him all year. All right, next up, Tony Gwynn in a 3-3 tie, but Scraby has a strike.
How about Jettas? Justin Jefferson.
JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's second in wide receiver scoring. Just ahead of Garrett Wilson there. So Tony's got a 4-3 lead. Scraby has a strike. Scrape's struggling. I thought you would just breeze through this category.
Especially consider I am winless in one of my leagues, so I don't even know like how this
are
is.
Are you really still? No.
No, I got one.
You got one.
I got one. I actually got two now.
I hope this is right.
Two now. Oh, no. Why are you even risking it right now? Just take an obvious one.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, he's right.
All
right. Josh Allen's right.
I'm just so scared.
Yes, you are. That's my wife's other quarterback. That's why she's using him instead of Mayfield. But Mayfield ranks second. Josh Allen ranks fourth, the quarterback position. All right, you got five quarterbacks left, three running backs, five wide receivers. 13 correct answers total. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Why don't we go ahead and give me the soon-to-be MVP in Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Okay. 228. That is more points than any other player in fantasy football right now. Number one at the quarterback position. Tony leads 5-4. Scraby.
I'm struggling.
The number one wide receiver still open.
He's still there, man.
And
I have no idea.
The number three quarterback is still open. It's a little trickier after that.
All right, I'm going to go Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Why would you go with Joe Burrow?
Because he's thrown a lot of touchdowns the last few weeks.
Yeah, he's fifth. He's in there.
Hey, what was that over there, peanut gallery?
Joe Burrow. Otherwise known now as Macaulay Culkin, probably forevermore.
Yep.
We're tied at five, I believe. Mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Why can I not think of the best receiver?
This guy had him and then redrafted
He's
him.
He's had him for 6 years on his team, and he can't think of him.
Give me Jamar Chase, please.
You got him.
He hasn't been that great.
Number one.
He's just number one. He's just number one.
What has he done for me?
I don't know. He scored 15 more points than any other wide receiver.
Clearly, you're not appreciative of what he's done for you because he's number one in the league.
Why don't you trade him to me, Scrape? I got somebody down the list here I can give you back in return.
This is unfortunate how much I'm struggling on this.
6-5, Tony. And Scrabe needs one here to even it up. The number three quarterback's open. Number four and five wide receivers are open.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, sir.
Come on. He better be there. I heard a bell. I did not hear whether that was correct or not.
Oh.
He's sixth.
Barely got in.
Not that high up. Ties it up for you, though, Scrape. 6-6. One strike, nine correct left. Still got two quarterbacks left. three receivers. I'm sorry, two quarterbacks, three running backs, four receivers remaining. We're looking for top seven in each of those three categories. 6-6, Scraby has a strike, Tony's up.
How about my neighbors? As
your
in
neighbors.
Malik Neighbors.
I just was not sure.
Malik Neighbors.
He's written down.
Your Neighbors. That's not right. He's not in the top seven.
He missed. Man. He missed too many games. I'm
neighbors,
so thankful I didn't say that one.
Neighbors 8, 9, 10,
well,
11,
you can't afford
12,
to say because you already had a strike
13.
There.
Right. Neighbors is 13th right now.
Son of a gun.
Slumping a little.
Well, he had missed three games because of concussion.
Missed some games. That hurt him, yes. All right, so now we're right back where we started. 6-6, one strike apiece. Scraby.
What you got, Scrape?
What you got,
player?
He's got his eyes closed over there. He's like meditating, trying to think of answers.
Thinking.
Jaden Daniels.
Third at the quarterback position. That is correct.
Oh, man.
You got him.
I would give them Christian McCaffrey for Jaden Daniels today.
You would?
Yes.
I don't think so.
That's silly.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey hasn't played a game this season.
He's going to.
This week. You're going to be eating those words.
All right, Scraby's got the lead.
How about Scraby's quarterback?
Brock Purdy. I thought about him, but
is that your guess?
That's
Brock
my guess.
Purdy.
Yes.
Brock Purdy 8, 9, 10th.
Dang.
Not in. Second strike for
Dang
Tony.
It.
Wow.
All of a sudden the worm has turned here. Stay with us too. At the top of the hour we'll update you. There is a bit of a story out here
one.
On bit of a breaking story on Shohei Ohtani that's worth passing along at the top of the
hour. What did they discover about that whole thing earlier this year?
It has to be his wing.
We'll talk about it, but first let's finish this up.
We're talking Ipe.
Scraby's got the lead 7-6, and it's your turn, Scraby. Can you capitalize on this big lead you got now?
Give it up, Scrape.
Joe Mixon.
He missed some time, too.
What's he play?
Running back.
RB. Joe Mixon is averaging 21.4 per game. That's third most, but he's not overall in the top seven.
Wait, what?
He missed a couple games, I guess. He's not there.
He got hip tackle.
Wait.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
you
14.
You said he was just third in the NFL?
And he's third in running back average. But again, this is not average. This is total points.
Points, buddy.
It's a buzzer.
You know, this pick is tough right here because I got two strikes.
Tony's
got
to get this to stay alive. He's down 7-6. Scraby, you could still win here if Tony doesn't get either the one quarterback, three running backs, four wide receivers that are remaining.
Give me C.D. Lamb.
Tony did not hesitate there, even with his back against the wall, and he delivers. C.D. Lamb is fourth.
Really?
He's fourth.
Lammer!
So it's 7-7, two strikes apiece. If you miss, Scraby, Tony will still have to get one correct. We'll have to finish out the round.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I know, but I like to keep it interesting. You got the number 7 quarterback left. You got 5-6-7 running back, 5-6-7 wide receiver. That's who you have to choose from. 7 correct answers. Scraby, can you name one of those 7 high-scoring fantasy players?
Pressures. This is where you do your best work, Scraby.
Under right pressure.
Here. This is where.
This is where you do. And
your
he
best
doesn't
work.
Help you either, does he, Scraby?
What?
This is where you know you heard me. This is where you do your best work, buddy.
You heard me.
Who you got, Scraby?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Well,
time is a ticking. It's 3:53. You know we got a break here
tick,
soon.
Tick 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 tick.
You already know it. It's in your head.
It's no one on the Dolphins.
Tick 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 tick.
You mean the Dolphins is the only team you've gone through so far?
I've gone through all of them. I'm blanking on everything right
he's
now.
Blanking, everyone.
All right, I'm just gonna guess a guy who's thrown for a lot of yards so far this year, and I'm going to go
with.
Kirk Cousins.
12th.
Hey!
Not in there. All right, Tony, for the win. Otherwise, we'll take a break and go to overtime.
How about...
For the win, Tony needs to name one.
St. Brown.
No, he's got like 2 points in like 5 games.
Amon Ra St. Brown is 9th. That is a strike. You guys want to try to fin it? No, we're at the top of the hour. I have to carry it through. Somebody's going to have to get one right in overtime.
Dang it!
We are tied at 7. There are 7 correct answers remaining. How many of them do you think you know out there? Got the update on Shohei, and we got a little Chris versus the fan. So a lot to get done when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.